Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, on the insurrection and in the data, testimony, and documents that have been compiled by this commission, there are two people on a wall of shame in particular in the Congress, and one cabinet member who stood tall, and I'm amazed at when I tell you who it was. But let me tell you about the real bad ones. Start with Kevin McCarthy. He is on tape, after the January 6th insurrection, saying, quote, "We just cannot sweep this under the rug. We need to know why it happened, who did it, and people need to be held accountable. And I'm committed to make sure that happens." He said this on the floor of the House right after the insurrection. Let me say it again. Kevin McCarthy, minority leader, quote, "We just cannot sweep this under the rug. We need to know why it happened, who did it, and people need to be held accountable, and I'm committed to make sure that happens." Another one on the wall of shame is a congresswoman from Arizona named Debbie Lesko. She asked for security on January 5th, the day before January 6th. She knew what was going to happen. And she said, quote, "We have Trump supporters who actually believe we are going to overturn the election. And when that doesn't happen, they are going to go nuts." She knew it the day before she said that. The day before, this Republican congresswoman from Arizona said that. She said, quote, "We have Trump supporters who actually believe we are going to overturn the election. And when that does not happen, they are going to go nuts." Well, what about Kevin McCarthy and Debbie Lesko? Kevin McCarthy now was asked in a press conference yesterday, "Do you believe the election was rigged? Do you believe that Joe Biden is not the legitimate president?" And he said, "Biden's in the White House." They said, "Yeah, that's not the issue." And he said, McCarthy goes, you know, "You keep asking me this stuff, politicizing it," and he walks away from it. And he is going around the country raising money saying the election was rigged. After he said on the House floor, quote, "We just cannot sweep this under the rug. We need to know why it happened, who did it, and people need to be held accountable, and I'm committed to make sure that happens," end quote, right after the insurrection. And then he's attacked the commission now itself. And he was asked to put Republicans on it. He put Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, who was in the White House right after Christmas planning it. And Debbie Lesko is an example of one of the two-thirds of the House caucus who would not agree even today that Biden is the president, the legitimately elected president, said, quote, "We have Trump supporters who actually believe we are going to overturn the election. And when that doesn't happen, they're going to go nuts." She said it the day before January 6th, asking for security. Okay, is there anybody, though, on the Republican team who showed some kind of character and some kind of guts? And believe it or not, the education secretary of the cabinet, Betsy DeVos, is that person. Now, Betsy DeVos did a lot of things, said a lot of things, inaugurated educational policies you don't agree with. I'm not getting into any of that. When push came to shove, what happened? She went to Mike Pence and she said, "We've got to invoke the 25th Amendment, get Trump out of there, and you would then become the president. We've got to do this after January 6th. And that was discussed with other cabinet members. And then when Mike Pence chickened out, said, "No, I'm not going to do that," she resigned. Betsy DeVos stood tall. Kevin McCarthy did not. Lesko of Arizona did not. And two-thirds of their caucus did not. What is the 25th Amendment? We've talked about it a little bit in the past, but it is an amendment to the Constitution. And I think it was sparked in part around the time of the Kennedy assassination. There's nothing in the Constitution that says what happens if the president is disabled but not dead. The reason for that is the Constitution says that if the president dies in office, and that has happened, McKinley was assassinated and Teddy Roosevelt, for instance, became president. If that happens, John F. Kennedy was assassinated and Lyndon Johnson became president, the vice president gets it. And the vice president is assassinated, believe it or not, the Speaker of the House gets it. And so on, president of the Senate, and then you start getting through the cabinet members, starting with state and ending up, I think, with agriculture. And then you get to the House by seniority if something terrible happens. Some bright person went, well, you know, okay, but what if the president has a stroke and he's lying there, he's unconscious and can't function, can't communicate? What happens if he disappears? What happens if he goes crazy? Ronald Reagan, he had Alzheimer's, and towards the end it started to show. In the last year or two of his presidency, he had cabinet members making decisions for him. Warren Harding, when he took over, there was some question about his competence, and believe it or not, his wife, she didn't become president, but she called the shots. But the 25th Amendment basically says that if a majority of the cabinet votes to remove the president, they can, and the vice president becomes president. And here's the theory behind it. People pick their cabinet members, the presidents do, based on their ability, you know, their loyalty to the president. It's not like 25, or that all these people whom the president just picked and who presumably are loyal to the president get together and say, oh, well, let's get rid of him and put in the vice president. They only should do it, and they only would do it if he went unconscious, a stroke, or crazy. And what Betsy DeVos was saying, she wasn't the only one, you know. Early on, there was talk with Trump right at the get-go of doing it. And Pence was part of those discussions. Remember that back in 2017? Pence was part of it. Some of the, one of the chiefs of staff and several other secretary of state were part of it. But it fizzled out. And that would have been extraordinary. Remove the guy who just appointed you 6 months into his term because he's clearly a traitor controlled by Russia. He's clearly crazy and he's hurting the country. But this was different. This is the January 6th insurrection. And he was only going to be president for 14 more days, till January 20. They were very afraid he'd do something, you know, launch a nuclear weapon, start a war, declare martial law, and suspend the transfer of power, and use the military, remove Milley and put somebody else in. They didn't know. They should have convened the cabinet. They should have removed him. But my point is this, Betsy DeVos said, I resign. When she saw what Trump did, ginning up that attack, five people died. Officer Sicknick committed suicide. Officer Edwards was beaten, head smashed into the concrete, bike rack, pepper sprayed, tear gassed. Another officer thrown on the ground and almost kicked to death until he said he had four children. Another officer, you saw the picture, had his head jammed in a door and they were crushing his head and he was screaming and he had blood in his mouth. Carolyn Edwards, Officer Edwards, said that she slipped at one point on the blood from other officers right next door. Betsy DeVos saw this, saw what Trump said. And this is even before it came out that when he watched it and heard them say, hang Mike Pence, he chuckled and said, maybe Pence deserves that. Even before she knew that, she called Pence. And she said, we've got to invoke the 25th Amendment. I'm calling you because you're the one that convenes the cabinet and you would become president. And Pence chickened out. And Trump was being urged to declare martial law under an act that goes back to the early 1800s and was only invoked by a president like Ulysses Grant, who, when he became president after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated and after Andrew Johnson's term ran out in 1868, the entire Confederate Army was raging through the South, murdering black people and reinstituting basically the same structure they had before the Civil War. And you know what Ulysses Grant did? He was a great president. He invoked martial law and he went down there and he put it down. There was combat. People were killed. People were put in jail. And you had Reconstruction with him. But in 1876, it was when Rutherford Hayes and Sam Tilden ran. Rutherford Hayes was a Republican, lost the race, but they didn't want to turn it over to a Democrat. The Democrats had been the party they thought of the South. They made a devil's bargain. They overturned everything that Grant had done and Lincoln had done. They got rid of Reconstruction so that the South would not contest that election. And for 100 years, almost 100 years, so John F. Kennedy, and some good action by Dwight Eisenhower towards the end of his term, you had rampant murder in the South, you had lynchings, and you had Jim Crow. Betsy DeVos stood tall. I never thought I would say that. She stood tall. I'll tell you what, Kevin McCarthy did not stand tall. Debbie Lesko did not stand tall. What to do with all this? There has got to be a referral based on just what I saw last night and everything that we know and everything we've read and all of the facts. There was a coup. They call it the Green Bay sweep. They defiled our team. There was a coup attempt, and it included violence, and it included a very sneaky plan to invoke martial law and have the Justice Department falsely claim there'd been fraud in the election. That cannot stand unredressed. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.